The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so the injury report is out. We'll do that now, and I think it's interesting, and I think this actually is advantageous to the Lions. So there's a bit of a trade-off here. Yes, you lose Taylor Decker. But while Nico Collins is in for the Texans, Will Anderson is out. Why is that important beyond the obvious? Well, if you're down Taylor Decker and both Hunter and Will Anderson are playing, you're effed. If there's only one guy to scheme up for, one dominator, you can work your way around it. And look, I don't think it means you're moving Sewell to left tackle. You will be able to scheme around it. Mm-hmm. If I had to pick, who would I rather have play, Will Anderson or Nico Collins? Probably Nico. Why? Well, I trust your defense. I'm trusting in what Aaron Glenn is doing. Rico, you had a great stat. Now's as good a time as any regarding the QB pass thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is very relevant to what this injury report is saying.
Yeah, basically, it's this, Mike, that no quarterback this season has thrown for two or more touchdowns.
They're just limiting people.
Yeah.
And you can move the ball, but they tighten up in the red zone. They become a complete pain in the ass. And I understand Nico Collins is a wonderful player. But, yeah, if I'm down Taylor Decker and I have to make a choice of who do I want to play, all right, give them Nico and keep Will Anderson out of there. Because if you have those two together, you can't scheme up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Not down Taylor Decker. So, David, any other injuries we need to make note of?
Yes, for Houston, Tank Dell is also questionable. Did not practice all week. Same with Nico, but they were both limited today. So they are questionable for the game. So that's another receiver, another
Dell's
weapon.
Dell's been banged up all year.
Yep.
He had a big game Thursday night against the Jets. Was the first time he kind of popped off, but he's been hurt a lot. Yeah, if he doesn't play, all the better. I mean, look, it's coming up aces. You're good enough. Doesn't matter if the other team's got all their players. But I think it's that is very helpful. Because I would have gotten nervous if Decker's out and Anderson played.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's kind of a wash, and
but here's
you actually have a slight advantage.
The other good part, guys, Houston gives up 4.7 a carry. This might be a game you come out and you pound the rock.
Well, that's why I think that, you know, we did the prop bet casino, but I think David Montgomery's probably the key because, to me, he's the control guy. Gibbs is the flash. Gibbs is the trick play. You know, he's leading the league, you know, for a reason.
6.4 carry.
Montgomery,
that's Reggie Bush at USC. That's
right.
Ridiculous.
Montgomery is 4 yards, which means we're just going to keep handing to him, get the first down, keep CJ on the sideline, and you walk away with another victory.
David, let's get a few ticket texts unless you have more injuries that we can discuss.
No, the only other one would be, just so Lions fans know, Za'Darius Smith is questionable. So I think they're going to take their time, see how he feels throughout the weekend, and they'll go from there.
I don't think there's a rush there. I don't.
No, not at all. You don't need him this week. You need him in December and January. That's when you need him. So
yeah, and this was supposed to be his bye week too. So yeah, I'm with you.
Somebody said, yes, I heard it loud and clear what TJ said. Had me crying at a four-way stop.
Shadur.
I tried to move on as quickly as possible.
Someone says, I am flying to Houston for this game. Can't wait to see it. Dave in Shelby. Another person says, yes, I am not watching Michigan this weekend. I have other more important things to do. I will not depress myself on Saturday.
The other thing, too, there are it's turning into a real thing, this traveling Honolulu blue contingent.
Detroit takeover.
They do. They do, man. And there's a ton of people going to that game this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A ton. I mean, you knew it. You know, one fun thing you can do is each week find out where the Lions are playing and go look at those flight prices. It's not accidental. And people are doing it. So I'd expect there to be some Jared Goff chance if they can get control of this game. 100%.
Michigan wins this weekend. Book it. Okay. Someone else says, I work at Wayne State Athletics, and we're 0-9, but I'd rather be there tomorrow than watch Michigan.
Wayne State is 0-9?
That's what he says, yes. He says, we are 0-9. So, good not Lord. Good. They need Joique Bell back. Michigan fan here, and I still plan on watching. Maybe depressed while I'm watching it, but I'll always be invested in them.
I'm going to watch because, A, it's part of what I do. But, B, I'm just not ready to write off that Michigan has no shot. I want to see what Indiana looks like. And, again, they got to prep for Ohio State. Maybe it's a little look-ahead spot. I don't know. I'm just not ready to sit here and act like Indiana's going to win by 40 against U of M. Easier to do it against State when we hand you the football 17 times. I'm sorry. That's a stray. We're in a bye week. I can't say that.
That's what I said. No, I was like, wait, did they turn the ball? No, that was just it. They didn't even turn the ball over.
We had two turnovers. We had two Childs picks again.
Yeah, one wasn't a pick, and he just forgot to challenge it. But the other, no, they were just three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out. Block punt. Three and out.
So just so we're clear, that's three turnovers. And yes, Jonathan Smith screwed up not challenging, turnover.
Mike, I'm not disagreeing with you.
We just are so bad.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not. I'm just, it's emotional. God, I'm so bad. All right, David, go ahead and then we'll do who said it.
Yeah, this one's a personal one for Kenny. Kenny, you have no worries. Georgia orbital ramming speed this weekend.
I can't see two bad games in a row.
Won't say that out loud. I don't like to think that way.
Okay.
Look, I think the dirty secret is Georgia's just not that good. They're good. They're not Georgia good.
Well, Mike, you nailed it during the picks. I mean, they're not going to be able to run the ball as efficiently. That means Carson Beck has to shoulder a lot more of the pressure, which I don't know if he's capable of doing.
One-dimensional quarterback, and I understand if people don't want to nerd out, Beck versus pressure has been an abject disaster. What's Ole Miss's keynote on defense? Pressure, pressure, pressure. They spent millions on that D-line. I'm worried about Carson Beck. He was a guy that was supposed to go number one overall in the NFL, and this is a guy right now, he's not QB1, and he's not even QB2. You know who's going off the board in all these mock drafts? Nussmeier, the kid for LSU. Beck is QB3 or 4, depending on what you're reading. Rico, it's a problem. He is the turnovers and the turnover-worthy throws. It's like, it's all year.
Yeah, it wasn't like, well, okay, the receiver tipped the ball in the air. It was like, Carson,
what are you seeing?
There's a difference when, yes, if you're young, if you're an Aiden Childs, okay, you can't do this, son. It's like, Carson, you know better than this. Did you really think that you could get this in triple coverage? And it would work out for you? No. But I got faith in your boys, Kenny. It's not going to happen 2 weeks in a row.
I mean, this is where Bobo and Kirby really have to scheme it up. That's the only way out of this.
God, that sounded like a Feinbaum call right there. Oh, hey there, Paul. This is where Bobo and Kirby got to scheme it up. Let's go to Kenny in Lake Okeechobee. Oh, hey, Paul.
What do you want me to say? It's the truth.
Let's go to Kenneth in Stone Mountain.
Mike Bobo and Kirby Smart really have to scheme it up out there.
That's right. I'm a dot that damn roll damn tide.
All right. That's enough. Hey, here's Rico.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we do it every week. Hopefully David has gotten his temper under control and he can provide us audio that makes it fun and not mind-numbing. It is time for Who Said It. All right, our coworkers say stuff. We got to guess it with sarcasm, smarm, and, well, a level of knowledge. David, who is eligible?
Everyone from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, that will include Wojo and Rieger.
Yes.
All right, let's roll.
The team that plays outside in the elements looked more like the Dome team than the Dome team.
Lions don't play in a dome.
I think they're talking about Green Bay.
I know.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Didn't it sound schmarmy, too?
One more time, David.
A little.
Please, that guy was in a real mood this morning.
The team that plays outside in the elements looked more like the Dome team than the Dome team.
Yeah, that just screams Jim Costa to me.
But he knows they don't play in a dome.
Does he?
Yeah, you're saying the Packers
don't. The Packers look more
like a Dome team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. I'm just trying to figure out who has that level of smarm.
Him.
There's only one person.
You spend 10 minutes around them?
Maybe he's been rubbing off on John a little bit.
That was my thought, actually.
See, I thought it was him. I thought you said that.
Mike has some schmarm to him.
I can be, yeah. I don't pretend to hide it like he does. That's what makes Jim smarm. Mm. Like, he thinks he's not being, you know, he thinks he can run a game on you where he's not being a Richard, but he is.
And 9 times out of 10, he is.
He is. I mean, it's almost like somebody who has Tourette's. It's like he can't control it.
Or like Asperger's.
Like Rieger is trolling.
Yeah. No, like he just doesn't even realize he's being smarmy. And it just happens.
I'm going Costa. I'm locking in.
All right.
I think it's you.
Okay.
I'm saying Jansen.
Ooh.
All right. I'll go Costa. I don't know. It could be me. Who knows? Lions just destroy everybody. Who said it?
Oh. Hey. That dork.
You figure it would have to be a dummy to say dome. They don't play at the Astrodome. They play at Ford Field.
It's still a dome.
It is not a dome. It's a stadium.
With a dome.
It's not.
What's the roof then? It's just a building with a roof?
That's not a dome. They're two distinctly different structures. They don't even build domes anymore.
We got one in Detroit, baby.
Rico, back me up. You've been to every stadium in the United States. Hey, we're Rico. I'm at Valpo on a Tuesday night.
Dude, his face is screaming dome, so don't ask him.
Okay, you know what?
A dome is what Syracuse plays
Thank
in.
You, Jesus.
And the Lions.
And what the Silver Dome used to be. In.
Right. This is not a
So more antiquated.
Thank you.
I don't think this was the point of this conversation.
The Ford Field Dome.
It doesn't matter. Number two.
We've lost
pressure. Go ahead.
The dome at Ford Field.
His decision-making and patience of taking what is there. It's led to 30 completions in a row to Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Ugh. Those guys are too perfect.
That's just a stat. Anybody could have read
Scott
that
the
stat.
Gator Anderson. He loves stats. He's a big stat reader.
I was going to say Doug for the same reason.
Doug.
Yeah,
I'm going Gator. Big stat guy.
Read it one more time.
His decision making and patience of taking what is there, it's led to 30 completions in a row to Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Why is that not cookies? You know, acting like you got the coolest stat in the world.
Because everybody has that stat. That's not a cool stat.
Something happened.
Other than the fact the guy acted like a penis all day, I don't know what to tell you.
Jeez.
What? You didn't have to deal with him like I did.
If you want to hear why Mike is like this, go download Cash the Ticket anywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, because when we did the lounge, like, he was so laid back.
He gave all of his schmarm to Mike.
Oh, okay, don't worry. Please.
We do the lounge, and he's just like, hey, buddy.
I come in early on Friday to help his dumb ass with his show. I come in here to do the mornings. The thanks I get, I do a pod with Don Rickles.
Without the laughs.
Yeah, minus the laughs. Evan and I just look at each other like, does this guy want to get his ass kicked?
Go listen to that episode today.
I'm going to go with Doug.
Yeah. I'm guessing Gator.
Just telling you, I don't know what the problem
Mike
is.
Mike is going cookies.
I don't know what's up there.
Jeez. Domes.
I'll tell you,
if we all locked in.
If he acts that way when he goes home tonight, his wife's going to put him on the catio.
David, Booth.
Does it have a dome?
Who said it?
Ah! Back-to-back
O-lineman. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Next.
Number three. Brad Holmes has delivered. He has delivered. Now, maybe he hasn't delivered everything that you wanted and when you want it, but Brad Holmes has built this team to the point where you can care about the NFL trade deadline.
He's delivered. I'm going to say Doug.
So was
Karsh
all that in there, or did you mess up?
Oh, it's all in there.
Okay, so
he said delivered twice.
Right, so I'm saying I didn't know if you guys.
Oh, yes, that is yes. That's, he repeated
okay.
that.
It's okay. It wasn't against you. I just.
Would it be Doug because he basically is like, no, it may not be what you poors want.
That's why I thought it was Wojo when I heard that.
And I think Wojo as well.
It may be not what you wanted. Yeah, I think
he's
Wojo.
Delivered. Now he's delivered.
Right, yeah.
See, now you're selling me with the imitation.
Yeah.
I kind of dig that.
You don't hear it. They delivered. That's my Doug Karsh.
Oh, my God.
Is it close?
Sounded like Marge Simpson.
Homer.
Let's I'll go with Wojo.
Gator.
All right. Everybody take it easy. David, who said it?
Yes! Sounds identical to what I just said.
Damn it.
Could have been me.
But that was a fair question, Wico, if I just repeated myself or...
Right.
Yeah, no, he was doubling down about how great Brad Holmes is. Guy's never done wrong.
I thought it was just Wojo telling everybody, look, I told you years ago... Brad Holmes was the guy, even when they were 1-6.
He still may have said something like that.
I never questioned him.
Be nice to each other. Here's Gator's rant.
Bet.
Number four.
Mike made Doug sound like Macho Man. Ooh, yeah.
I did. Most certainly did not.
Ooh, yeah, respectfully, Slim Jims.
Snap into this respect.
You know, I was listening to the afternoon show and...
Let me tell you here something, brother.
Gator, they had an interesting topic. Dome or stadium?
Make sure you call Kenny with your answer at 4:30.
Oh, I heard Kenny doing. I knew they had something going on that was like a light topic. Because all I heard from Kenny was 97.1. What's your guess? 97.1. What's your guess? 97.1. What's your guess? 97.1. What's your guess?
They all said dome.
What's your favorite food at the fair?
Number four.
97.1. What's your guess?
David, I just work here.
From the truth. Kenny was having a blast. He wanted to burn the phone down. Go.
We're done with the topic. They're done with the topic. What are you doing?
Thank you for your guests. We're moving on. Thank you for your guests. We'll pass it along. Thank you for your... Kenny wanted to walk out of the building.
Not far from the truth.
All right.
Number four. I understand what Scott Harris is saying about if four players or five young players take the step forward... That could be more impactful than any one bat. I would totally agree with Scott Harris on that statement, but make sure you're still at that one bat.
God, that sounds like Costa. Like he wants to kiss ass, but he's still a Richard.
I heard it in Wojo voice.
I heard it in Wojo voice,
no.
too.
100%.
All right, we're on the same page then.
Fine, I'll go with the flow.
No, go. No. You're no, sticking with Schmarm.
Stay.
It's Schmarm.
No, he's staying with Schmarm.
Yeah, that's Schmarm.
He's staying with Schmarm.
We got three Wojos and a Schmarm.
An insurance policy when he did that.
Plus, like Jim's got that weird leg tapping thing he does.
Oh, my God. It bothers Mike so bad.
It drives me insane.
He'll be like this, Rico, where he's bouncing his leg. And Mike's like, will you stop it? Why are you moving your leg?
He's got like we're breaking down a football game, and he's over here with restless leg syndrome.
Mike got on him last week.
Do you feel like we're like in couples therapy now?
You're going to like this one. Cookies had his hands in his pockets. And Mike killed him.
He's wearing a sweatshirt and he's got his hands in his marsupial pouch. I go, hey, pocket pool, you doing a podcast? Or are you checking your balls?
And how did that make you feel?
Mike? It made me feel just rage. Michael? Rage.
But did you use your words?
I did.
Because he used
because
them.
Words can sometimes be hurtful.
I told him to take his hands out of his pockets and act like an adult.
David, please.
Who said it?
Yes! 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 You smarmy prickly pear! Yes!
All right, I want to get to this last one. Here we go.
God, I feel so fulfilled right now.
I love the early in-person voting process. It just made it didn't feel like, oh my gosh, I have to make sure I get there on this day.
Should I jank myself? Because I know that only one person spoke about this. So I'm going to jank myself.
Wow.
I love the early in-person.
Why would anyone talk about this?
Somebody very schmarmy might be talking about it.
Oh, no.
I went early. I voted before all you peasants.
That sounds about right.
And it was so easy.
You're tricking me into guessing Costa. Just as terrible. You can't do that to a friend. How can you do that to me?
I know Doug didn't vote early. I did, but I didn't.
You didn't brag about it. Bragging about it.
What kind of loser brags about something like that?
Right, it's just like, you just go and okay.
Kenny, you're being silent here. What's the problem?
I think it's cost. I just don't want to hurt your feelings again.
97.1, thanks for your guess. 97. Kenny is still like PTSD from about 11 a.m.
Boop, boop, boop. Hi,
Costa.
It just doesn't it sound like him? Like, what other person at this station would be all, like, braggadocious? Oh, it made my life so easy.
Well, see, I thought maybe Doug, but I'm like, I talked to Doug, and he's like, actually, no, I didn't. I got to go vote right now.
Well, who said it?
Ah!
And then baby's heads fell off.
But Costa definitely voted early. He tweeted about it.
Yeah, maybe he was. Oh, maybe he was tapping his leg while he did it, too.
Do you feel as uncomfortable as I do, Kenny?
Not to be uncomfortable. Wait a second. Just quit. Evan sees it.
I'm just saying, like, when I do the lounge with him after you leave.
You don't understand. He only does it to me.
And it's called the lounge, Rico. He has to be calm.
Oh, okay.
And that was who said it.
Yeah. So before we get to the ticket text, just a headline from the world of sports. We'll get back to the Lions. I can't even believe. You feel like you're living in a simulation. Have you heard this story about Florida basketball coach Todd Golden?
Yeah, I just saw a little bit of it. I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing.
Let me help you.
Not looking good.
He's accused of sexually exploiting, harassing, and stalking an unidentified number of women. This comes from the Independent Florida Alligator. The student newspaper cites Title IX complaint. He was allegedly requested sexual favors and sent photos and video of his genitals via Instagram while traveling on school business. He's accused of taking photo of women, walking or driving, and then sending them to the subjects involved. One former Florida student claimed he stalked her in person and after she posted her location on her Instagram story, with Golden replying he was, quote, waiting for her in the area. Instances like this occurred more than 10 times. She added the 39-year-old sent unsolicited photos of things we don't need to talk about. What on earth? Unbelievable. So I'm sure that story will get plenty of coverage, just passing it along. I got nothing for you.
How did he think this was going in?
We are living in a simulation. I don't know. I just, the headline just, I'm like,
well,
wait,
I'm glad.
What?
No, I'm, well, I don't need to click on it. I saw it and I was like, wait, the Florida coach. Then I was like, football, basketball. Okay. Not that it matters, but geez.
So keep your eye on that. Don't know what to say. Just wanted to pass it on. David, ticket text, and we will move towards the Prop Bet Casino and more Lions discussion for Sunday Night Football.
Dome, stadium, doesn't matter. The ceiling is the roof, someone says.
Michael, you know Jordan. What? Let's not do
this. That wins.
The ceiling is the roof. Thank you, Michael.
I don't want to do this again. Can we not do this again?
A dome is what Tampa baseball used to play in. Jim and Sterling Heights. All right, that's the last one, Kenny. Last one. I'm with you on the restless leg stuff. Something is totally wrong here. I don't understand what he's doing.
It's just insane behavior.
Villeni versus Costa, locked in a steel cage. 3 rounds, 3 minutes. Anything goes. How about it?
Fine by me, because there's only one of us walking out of there.
I've learned something, thanks to who said it today. Cookies is just Wojo, with an opinion in less gin. Mark and St. Louis.
Oh, my.
Wow. Okay, people.
It's off the top rope.
Someone else says, Mike, please, please, please tell us more about Cookies. I was enjoying this, laughing out loud.
Listen, he has admitted he doesn't even recognize how bad he is with the smarm. It's like an uncontrollable tick for him. It's just, I have said it. I go, do you behave this way at home? Like, look, there is no version in my life where I take what I do for a living and then do this at home. That is not how life works. But with Jim, that's actually him. The smarm, it's a spigot that has no off switch. And I'm like, dude, your poor wife. I'm like, how? He just will say stuff. And I'm like, I look like Michael Jordan's security guard. I'm like, what? Are you being for real right now? It's crazy. Then he does the leg thing. I don't know what it is.
Maybe you make him nervous.
Oh, please. No, I make him money. That's about it. David?
This is amazing. What? Someone else said, I'm just loving it. I'm trying to read the next one, prepare myself to read the next who said it, and you all are just, it's very difficult to read the next one.
Fridays are an extremely long day.
I want to laugh so loud.
It's that awkward ride where the couple are fighting in the front seat, and you're in the back seat, and you still got 20 more minutes to go.
No, so I've been here since 8:30. I helped the guy out. Then I do the pod with him, and he was a Richard at both ends. I'm telling you, he's in a mood.
Right, you're like, so that election this week.
David, go ahead.
Someone does want to come to his defense. They say, well, he is getting out of John and Gov jail, so he's just happy to be free.
Uh-oh.
Just reading what I see. Someone else says, your reactions when the speaker reveals themselves is hilarious. I love it. But can you tell me who it is? Some people just don't know everybody's voice.
That's fair.
Okay.
That is very fair, and we apologize.
Yeah.
Can get that done for you. Someone else says, please, I need more. Someone else go off on another coworker.
No. Listen, I love the guy, and I'm trying to fix him. But this might be irreparable damage. He's got to, there's just something wrong.
And then someone is asking, was that the first time Heather was ever used?
No. It's tactical because she's a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
And
she is like Kang or like Gov or Greg.
It's just, it's deployed tactically just enough to throw us off from, you know, the more loquacious people at the station. Dave, a couple more and we will get to the Prop Bet Casino.
Someone, as a Michigan fan, did text in and says, Michigan fan, I am in town for the weekend, going to Bronner's instead of watching the Michigan game. That is from Jason.
Now, see, there's another weirdo thing about Costa. He's never been to Bronner's.
That is, I never understood that.
That was a real thing.
Born in this state. Like, I'm not saying you make a habit of going to Bronner's, but you go once, take a look at the Christmas hellscape, and say you did it.
So that was I thought that was like a bit. Like, no. Okay, he never...
Dude, he admitted this morning, like, his family didn't have a mop in the house. You didn't hear John just go after him? He goes, what, was your dad on his hands and knees cleaning the floors? I don't know if he grew up Amish or I don't know what the hell's going on with this kid.
He didn't have a mop.
They didn't own a mop. How did they clean their floors? Maybe they didn't. I don't know. Maybe they had dirt floors.
I was about to say
that. Maybe it was like an earthy.
Did cookies have dirt floors? It was like, I don't. You know what? I'm going to stop because I'm going to sound judgmental, but I was thinking the same. That was the first thing that popped in my mind. Did Cookie grow up with dirt floors?
Maybe it was like an earthy upbringing.
Maybe we shouldn't make fun of him. Like, oh, okay.
No mop.
Meager. Right. Grew up with meager surroundings.
I don't know.
No mop.
All right, that's sufficient.
Like, it's not like a mop is expensive.
You ponder it. Listen, FanDuel, all customers. Oh, boy. Bigger payout on NBA first bet. So,
and you can buy a mop
with your winnings. Help Acosta. GoFundMe for a mop. Now, here's the deal. All the first bet stuff, if you want to get the uncut gems vibe, you know, the opening tip, the first points, first scorer, first basket, that's what we're talking about. FanDuel.com/ticket. Claim your Friday first profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. 21 and up, present Michigan. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued, non-withdrawable bonus bets. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. You got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.